Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're getting into something really relevant to, well, pretty much all of us, our digital lives and how our personal info is protected. Specifically, we're looking at the Data Protection Act of Botswana.
Right.
We've been digging into materials from Easy Law. They got a great article, everything you need to know about the Data Protection Act, Botswana, and just their general site info, too.
Yeah, they lay it out quite clearly.
So our mission today, to pull out the really key stuff from this act and figure out what it means for you personally living day-to-day in Botswana.
It's such an important conversation. I mean, think about how much we do online now.
Constantly.
Exactly. And the amount of personal data flying around is just, well, huge. Understanding the rules designed to protect it, it's not really optional anymore, is it? It's just basic digital literacy.
Okay, let's jump right in then. Why this big push for data protection now? I mean, it seems obvious, but Easy Law really points to the massive growth in technology as a key reason.
Definitely. That's the backdrop for all of this.
And when we say personal data, what are we actually talking about?
Good question. The Act itself defines it as basically any information about a person you can identify.
Okay.
And the Easy Law article gives useful examples like your date of birth, obviously your name, your age, even things like ethnicity.
Right. Things that are uniquely you.
Precisely. And when you think about how often that stuff is shared online,
all the time,
you see why protection is needed.
And the risks if it's not protected. Easy Law flags some serious ones. Scams, hacking.
And identity theft. That's a big one.
Yeah, really worrying. It makes it clear this isn't just some abstract legal thing. It can have real, tangible impacts on people's lives.
Totally. And it's not always about massive, headline-grabbing breaches either, you know?
How so?
Well, we often give away data without really thinking. Signing up for websites, online shopping.
Clicking accept on those pop-ups.
Exactly. That little click can send your info places you might not expect. It's especially true now. Things are so interconnected. Data zips across borders. Makes tracking it tricky sometimes.
And Easy Law actually gives some really practical advice here. They specifically warn about saving your credit card details in your browser.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
They stress how sensitive that is.
Yeah.
If that gets compromised, the financial hit could be, well, pretty bad. Small thing, maybe.
Right.
But important advice.
Very important.
Now, this act is there to protect certain people. Who exactly falls under its umbrella?
The act uses a specific term, data subject.
Data subject, okay.
In simple terms, that's you. It's anyone whose personal data is being collected, processed, stored.
So if a company in Botswana gathers my name or email,
then you're a data subject, and this act gives you rights.
Right. Let's talk about those rights. What power does this give individuals? Easy Law lists several key ones. First up, the right to know where your data is going, who is keeping it, and where.
Yeah, that's foundational, isn't it? It's all about transparency.
Seems like it.
Organizations can't just hoard your data in secret. They need to tell you, okay, where is this stored? Who inside our company can see it? Are we sending it anywhere else?
Makes sense. The second right is knowing why your data is being collected and for what purpose. So not just where, but why.
Exactly. Context is crucial. The Act says data collection needs a specific, legitimate, stated purpose.
So they can't just collect everything just in case.
Not really, no. They need a clear reason up front. They can't just gather data hoping they'll find a use for it down the line.
Okay, and this next one sounds quite powerful. The right to object to the collection, use, processing, and storing of your data. That implies you have some ongoing control, doesn't it?
It does. It gives you agency.
But realistically, how easy is it to actually do that? Is objecting a straightforward process?
That's a very practical point. The right exists, yes. But how it works on the grain might vary. The Act probably sets out specific reasons you can object, and then the organization has to look at it.
So it requires clear communication.
Definitely. Clear channels between you and the company handling your data are essential for this to work.
And the last right Easy Law mentions is the right to lodge a complaint with the commissioner. So a formal way to get help if things go wrong.
Yes, exactly. The Act sets up an independent commissioner's office. Their job is to oversee this whole thing, enforce the rules.
And if you think a company is messing up with your data,
you file a complaint with them. And importantly, Easy Law notes this is free for the individual.
That's good to know. Removes a barrier.
For sure.
Okay, so individuals have these rights. That must mean organizations, the ones collecting the data, have obligations, right?
Absolutely. Rights on one side mean responsibilities on the other.
Easy Law mentions that need for openness, for transparency about what they're doing?
Transparency is really a cornerstone. Companies need to provide clear, accessible info about how they handle data. Think privacy policies.
The ones nobody reads.
Well, ideally, they should be in plain language, not buried in pages of legal jargon. That's the goal, anyway.
And that point about collecting data for a specific purpose and sticking to it, that seems really important.
It is. It's called purpose limitation. It stops them using your info for something totally different later on without asking you again or having another valid reason under the act.
So no mission creep with my data.
Essentially, yeah. If you sign up for, say, email updates, they generally can't just sell your email to someone else for marketing unless you explicitly agree.
Makes sense. And then the big one, keeping it data safely and securely, especially now with cyber threats and all that.
Critical. Organizations have to put in place proper technical and organizational measures.
Like what?
Things like encryption, scrambling the data, controlling who has access, training staff on security. It's an ongoing process.
Not just a one-off thing.
Definitely not. They need to be proactive, constantly checking for risks, updating their defenses.
Okay, but what if, despite all that, my rights are violated? What can I do? EasyLaw says start with that complaint to the commissioner.
That's step one. It gets a formal process started, investigation, maybe resolution, and again, it's free.
And if I'm not happy with what the commissioner decides?
There's another step. You can appeal to the Information and Data Protection Appeals Tribunal.
Ah, so a dedicated court or body for this stuff.
Seems like it. A specialized tribunal just for data breach and complaint cases. It adds another layer of review, makes the system more robust.
And EasyLaw points out there are real teeth in this act. Penalties for companies that don't comply.
Oh, yes. They mention fines. Quite significant ones, actually.
How significant?
Ranging from BWP 20,000 up to $1,000,000 pula, and even potentially prison time 3 to 9 years, depending on how bad the breach is.
Wow. Okay, so Botswana is taking this seriously. Aligns with what we see internationally, too.
Absolutely. Those penalties are meant to be a real deterrent, make organizations sit up and take notice of their responsibilities.
Now, the Act provides protection, but EasyLaw also talks about our role as individuals and protecting our own data. They mention conscious consent.
Yeah, this is key. The Act says your consent needs to be freely given, specific, informed, unambiguous.
Not hidden in fine print.
Right. It shouldn't be something you agree to accidentally because it was buried in terms and conditions no one ever reads.
And their practical advice. Before clicking consent.
Pause. Actually read it. Understand what you're agreeing to and why.
And if you don't like it?
Don't agree. Close the pop-up, leave the site. It's about empowering you to make that choice consciously.
It's about being more critical, maybe.
Yeah.
More aware when we're online.
Exactly that. Consent is only powerful if you actually understand what you're consenting to.
Good point. Now, just quickly, let's touch on EasyLaw itself, since they're our source here. Their whole goal seems to be making legal stuff more accessible in Botswana.
Yeah, it looks like a really useful platform. They try to break down complex legal topics, put them in simpler language.
They offer things like document templates, legal updates, like the article we used today.
Seems quite comprehensive, a good starting point for people trying to understand legal issues.
But they do have that important disclaimer.
Right. They're very clear. They are not a law firm. They don't give legal advice.
So, great for information, but not a substitute for a lawyer if you need specific advice for your situation.
Absolutely. Critical distinction. Use it to get informed, but see a qualified lawyer for actual legal counsel.
Okay, so wrapping up our deep dive here.
Yeah.
The Data Protection Act in Botswana, it feels like a really positive development, doesn't it?
I think so. It gives individuals more control, holds organizations accountable. It shows Botswana recognizes how important privacy is in this digital age.
Definitely a significant step. It formalizes rights and responsibilities around our personal data.
Provides that essential framework for protection within Botswana.
So, on that note, here's something to think about. We live these incredibly connected digital lives, right? So beyond just clicking yes or no to consent boxes, how can you, as an individual, proactively use these data protection rights? What responsibility do you personally have to stay on top of your own digital footprint in this constantly changing landscape? Definitely some food for thought there. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.